Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
You've got a fair bit on. All clubs get active in this time, but the Fremantle Dockers seem to be about to take it to a new level in some form at least. Do you feel like you've got a very busy 9-10 days ahead?
Yeah, I think we're as busy as most clubs are. I know we get linked to a lot of players, whether it's they're all legitimate, I'm not sure. But yeah, we've got a pretty busy period coming up and a few players we'd like to add. So yeah, I think everyone's pretty busy.
Okay.
At this time of the year.
We'll rattle off a few names, and as always, you tell us what you're comfortable to tell us. But this time last year, we were talking regularly about Cam McCarthy, and we'd been talking about him even before this time last year. 12 months on from the deal not getting done, is this something that we can anticipate happening now, an exchange with GWS that will become or allow him to become a Docker pretty soon?
Yeah, I think it'll happen. I've been talking with Craig Cameron for really a couple of months now, working through it all and keeping in touch. So, yeah, the dealings have been pretty good to now. So, yeah, I think it'll happen at some stage. So, yeah, hopefully we can get into the club and we're working through that one at the moment.
Yeah, sure. Just his general well-being, Brad, before we move off him and on to others. I know he's been training for one of the Waffle teams under a watch of sorts on the Dockers. I know you haven't had direct contact with him, but you've been able to sort of see how he's going. How is he?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's been training at South Fremantle, which has been really good and healthy for him. He's under Todd Curley down there, so we know Todd well, and this is feeling really well and enjoying himself down there, which is good to give him some structure. And he's doing some work at one of the colleges in Western Australia as well. So he's got a pretty full schedule and enjoying life in WA at the moment.
And just one more on him before I let Terry ask about a few other players, Brad. The exchange or potential exchange of draft pick numbers, 3 and 7 has been mooted as a possibility between yourself and GWS with the Cam McCarthy transactioning. Is that potentially part of what you do?
Yeah, that is possible. We've worked through a number of things, whether it's the pick 3 involved or whether it's future picks or just a straight swap. So they've all been different things we have discussed. So we're still working through that. So it just depends on how they all come together and how they're all packaged up. But yeah, we're looking at all the alternatives for Cam, and then what helps with the rest of our draft and trade strategy. And GWS are in the same boat. They've got a lot of balls in the air. So that's one of the possibilities for sure.
Brad, Shane Kirsten is a player that I believe really deserves senior opportunity and regular senior opportunity. Didn't quite get that towards the second half of the year at Geelong. Is he somebody that you're interested in?
Yeah, we're looking at Shane. Yeah, he had a really good first half of the year, and then fell out a little bit towards the end of the year, and probably more ended up sort of the 23rd, 24th player at Geelong. But he's someone he's got a bit of power about him, and he's a good kick of the footy and could play a good role on the forward line. So he's someone we're talking about at the moment, but still got a little way to go down the track there. Haven't had too many discussions with Geelong at this stage, but we'll get to those.
Has him and his management expressed that they would like to play with the Fremantle Footy Club?
It's getting to that point, but we're not quite there at the moment. But it's heading along those lines, but obviously still a fair bit to work through there.
Joel Hamling's another one that's just a fascinating one. I would have thought that mid-year, any club would have been sort of saying, oh, well, he's a player of interest, but then he's finished to the season. His finals campaign was so good, and obviously ultimately a premiership with the Bulldogs. Have you had discussions with his management about where he sits?
Yes, we have. We quite liked his game in the final last year. He played on Jenkins and did a good job, and then he started off the year in reasonable fashion this year in the seniors, and then fell out of the side and went a little bit quiet. And he played a huge amount of the year in the VFL and was a little bit quieter with his form. And then he got back into the side after a couple of injuries and ended up having a great finish to the year. So he's a young West Australian boy, that key defender with good speed. So someone we'd have some interest in and have shown some interest in. But look, he's had a great finish to the year and played in a premiership, as we all know. So he's got a got a fair bit to work through. So at this point, I think he's undecided on which way he's going to head with his football. So he's only been finished for a week. So we've got to give him that opportunity to work through where he wants to head.
You sound as though you're still in that hope category with him, though, Brad.
Yeah, look, we haven't been told that he will come to Fremantle, and we haven't been told that he won't. So I think he's just still working through that. Look, he's only seven or eight days out from the end of his season, so I think he's still uncontracted, but he's still working through where he's at, and you know, we're respectful of him and the Bulldogs with their coming off another flag.
Yeah, of course. Chris Mayne, are you deep in discussions with Collingwood as to what happens there?
Oh, the free agency is not really a discussion to be had. You wait for the
wait for the combo.
He's uncontracted. You wait for the paperwork to be lodged, and once that's lodged, you wait to be told what that compensation is. So, we're of the understanding that he'll accept a free agency opportunity. So, we're just waiting to sort of get any detail on that one. So, no, there's really any need to work through it with Collingwood.
The magical formula that the AFL applies to such matters, what do you think you might get for him?
Look, it comes down to term and dollars, but, I think around that second-round pick would be my understanding. But, until sort of you're sort of speculating at the moment, I wasn't involved in any contract dealings at all there, so I'm not aware of what the offer is, so we'll just have to wait for the AFL's what they declare.
Yeah. What's the update, please, on Hayden Ballantyne? The obviously going public as he did in a form that a future was something he was seeking away from the Dockers. What is it right now that you're dealing with him?
Yeah, look, he's been a great player for the club and well-loved within the club, and he's someone we've always wanted to retain and someone we've always wanted to be playing for Fremantle. So, yeah, there was a little bit of noise towards the end of the year, but, our feeling will be that he'll remain at the club next year and we'd like that to happen. So, haven't had any real strong interest or sort of indication from any club that he'll be going there. So I think that's...
Okay.
We'll just sort of see what unfolds over the coming 10 days. But, from at this point, I'd think he'd be playing for Fremantle again, and we'd be really happy with that.
Brad, Michael Barlow had a really interesting season in the side for the first few weeks, out of the side for a fair bulk of period there for a while, come back in as a sort of a run with and did a couple of fantastic jobs. Where's he sitting with you?
Yeah, so, we've had an interesting year with the way the team went, and we're sort of working through getting some younger players into the side. And Michael, he's been a tremendous player for the club as well and had a really good year this year also. So we've had open discussions with Marty Pask, his manager, and said we wanted to work through the trade period and see how that eventuates. And they're respectful of that, and we're respectful of Michael's position as well to potentially have a look at some opportunities that might come up. So we spoke to Marty an hour ago, and we'll just continue to talk each day throughout the next 10 days or so and see where it ends up. But I think it'd be transparent from both ends. So, that's probably as open as I can be.
Yeah, Brad, just to expand on that a little bit. So from a Fremantle point of view, the likelihood is that you'll be playing sort of more younger players, maybe over Michael. So maybe in his best interest to have a look at if there's any other opportunities.
Yeah, look, we haven't been in a position to offer Michael a contract at this point. So, obviously, as an AFL player, that leads you to look around at what other opportunities are available. So, that's the case, yeah.
How advanced are you with the Bradley Hill project?
Yeah, so, look, we're still working through what picks we've got because of that compensation pick. We're still, until that's all finalised, you sort of then work through what collection of picks you've got available to you, so then you can sort of start working through where you can position yourself to get the players in that we're looking at. So I spoke to Graham Wright this morning, and we've been talking fairly regularly. So Bradley's certainly a player we'd like to get to Fremantle, and we're talking regularly, but I think we'll wait until we see what that compensation pick is, and then how that fits in with the rest of our picks, and I guess what currency we've got to get everything done we'd like to get done.
Yeah, okay. So you feel as though you're definitely his club of choice, which has been made public, and you feel that it will be, and it's just a matter of how?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think he's he wants to get to Fremantle. He wants to play with Steve and his brother, and so I think we're certainly his club of choice. In saying that he's been very happy at Hawthorn and what they've achieved, but he wants to get the Fremantle if he comes to WA.
Yeah, sure. Just one more on Hayden Ballantyne. Is that a bit of a change from what it was even a month ago with where he was thinking he may be in 2017?
Maybe. There was just a lot of noise and media speculation around it, but he never came to the club and said, I want to leave or anything like that. So, no, not really a change from our end. So,
and everything's okay with the coach, obviously, for him to be in this situation right now?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. He loves Bellas and a lot of respect for him, and they've got a good relationship. So,
okay.
No issue from that end.
Yep. Just a couple of other quick ones before we let you go, Brad, and we are appreciative of your time. Zach Clark, the free agent, any update on his situation as far as you know it to be anyway?
So he's a free agent, Zach. He's currently out of contract, but we've been speaking with his management and about possible contract extension. So we're working through that at the moment. I'd suggest he's playing at Fremantle next year, Zach.
Okay. Yep. Nick Subin.
Nick's he's contracted for 2017. So the same thing. I think Nick is ready to go. Had a good exit meeting with the club, and he's ready to go for next year.
And just one more that one of our people suggested we do ask you about. It may amount to nothing by way of your answer, but Matty Lobie from Port Adelaide, is he at all a possibility in your decision making in the next couple of days?
No, he's not. No, we feel like we've got some Aaron Sandilands, John Griffin, Zach Clark, Michael Abner's coming through, and we'll look whether we add or not through the draft. So no, he's not. We feel okay in that ruck position there.
Sure. Hey, Brad, thanks for your time today with how you've expressed the openness on all those players we put to you, and appreciate your time on Trade Radio.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on.